America Weekend. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Babies. They're cute. They're nice. They're lovable. But they're oh so expensive. The expenses actually begin before the baby is born. If you are a parent, you know exactly from where I speak. Before you bring your precious newborn home from the hospital, you need to purchase all the furniture, clothing, and supplies the baby will need. Then you have to factor in the hospital costs if they do apply, if your insurance is not covering everything, and possibly the lost income you might face if you decide to stay home with the baby for longer than the paid time off your company provides. As cute as they are, babies don't come cheap. Sometimes new parents are downright shocked by the amount of money that goes into taking care of a baby the first year alone. There are certain items that need to be purchased because of safety or other concerns, but some items can be purchased, used, or even made, which can save money. So here are some items that you will most likely need for your brand new bundle of joy. In addition to the hospital stay, you will probably spend a great deal of money on a few specific items. Cribs can be quite expensive, but you can save money by avoiding certain extras. Many new parents spend money on fancy bedding, which isn't necessary and sometimes not really safe. Kid bumpers look nice, but they are risky because they can increase the chance of suffocation, strangulation, or entrapment. You should probably purchase a new crib unless you can determine the safety of a crib you are purchasing, and even that is still risky. In 2011, new federal safety standards prohibited drop-side rail cribs, and other changes were implemented as well. Purchasing a used crib isn't normally worth the safety concerns, nor is it getting a free one from a relative. They might have one packed away from the 80s. It could be quite dangerous, so it's a good idea to stay far away from those. You should also be quite careful when purchasing a car seat. A new car seat is best because you usually don't know the history of the car seat you are buying. Car seats that have been in a crash are usually not safe to use, and plus, car seats should not be more than 10 years old. Although car seats can be expensive, if you buy a basic model, you won't have to spend much. Many hospitals also sell car seats at a discounted price for new parents, and when you get it, sometimes it's difficult to install it into the car. Nowadays, they have something called the latch system, which goes along with the seat itself, and it goes with a strap that's already installed in your car, and it makes it quite easy. If you have an older car, you don't have that. What you can do, almost every town allows you to go to the police station. You go in and say, hey, I need help installing my car seat. They will do it for you free of charge, which is a very nice option. So if you are the least bit unsure that you're doing it correctly, take 10 minutes, drive over to the police station, and they will do it for you. Another item you may want to purchase new is a stroller. Strollers can be purchased used, but again, you need to be careful in making sure the stroller is safe, that it's not missing any parts and hasn't been recalled. It is best to check every item you purchase used, including toys, high chairs, and others, to make sure it hasn't been recalled and doesn't pose any other safety concerns. However, you don't need to buy everything new. Babies grow out of clothing quickly, so buying used baby clothes when possible will save you a lot of money. You know, I never really wanted to go down that road. You don't know where it's been. You don't know how it was cleaned. Most often or not, you'll have someone in your family or a very close friend that you trust, and they will give you as many old baby clothes as you want and or need, and that's usually the way to go. If you choose to use cloth diapers, I don't know who would, those can also be purchased used. All right, do you want to buy used diapers for your kids? No matter how bad off things are, used diapers is where I would draw the line. Diapers are incredibly expensive. When I first became a dad back in 2003, I was blown away by how expensive diapers were. Now, I would never go the used route. We went the disposable route and just budgeted for it and realized that we weren't going on vacation for the next 6 years. Some expensive furniture can also be purchased used, like a sliding chair, dresser, or changing table. The most important thing to always remember when buying for kids is to check the age and safety rating as well as recall warnings of everything you buy. It seems overwhelming, but when you consider the potential risks of not checking, it is absolutely worth it. Another way way to save money is to make things yourself. Pinterest has many ideas for baby items that you can make yourself. If you are talented with a needle or willing to learn, you will save a great deal of money by making the items yourself. Is there an older woman perhaps in your family who was a seamstress or enjoys sewing? Does she need something to do? She may love spending time making clothes for your child. So it's a good idea to just think about who's around you and take advantage of that. Well, you can also build certain items for the baby. Storage furniture and even cribs can be made. I wouldn't be building a crib. Come on, get a crib. You know, if you register somewhere, there's going to be a baby shower. Let everybody chip in and buy the crib. Sometimes the grandparents buy the cribs. That's a good hint to throw around. So you don't need to have everything that your friends have. You don't need to have the best of everything. You do need to have the safest of everything. And every dime that you save can be used in buying more and more diapers. Kids, they eat money like it's going out of style. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.